Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. There are no rules here. We're just trying to accomplish something. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. That's a fact. Power concedes nothing. Nothing in this world without a demand. It never did and it never will. Let me say this. The struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. This is no conflict. Whether the residents of Benton Harbor would have prosperity and clean water or live with contaminated water. This is so, so important. The attack on democracy in Benton Harbor shows that the corporate power structure is determined to crush anyone who stands in its way. It is a part of the process underway all across America in various forms. They just don't like black folks. I don't care what you do, they're not going to like you. And if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. You understand what I'm saying? But it's been quite a week for me and the residents of Benton Harbor. First of all, Governor Whitmer and Marcus teamed up, and they sent two white detectives to my home. Two. Not one, but two. Two white detectors to my home to ask me, was I selling state water in South Bend, Indiana? Now remember, 45 miles away, that's one way. Round trip, it would be 90 miles. Now I'm going to take some water up to South Bend and sell it. How ridiculous is that? Then they asked me, did I tamper with the water testing, which was ridiculous because I was doing it for free. We didn't ask no money. But good for me that we always had teams. So that's a plus for me. That'll slam the door on that, you see. But unfortunately, this is what they do. See, Whitmer and Marcus Singer, what they did, they went out of their way to try to slam me, to stab me in my back, but it failed. It failed. But then Marcus got happy. He decided that he's going to stab the governor in her back. She didn't even know that she had a knife in her back. She had no idea. She had no idea that there was a knife sticking out of her back with Marcus Singer, the mayor here in Benton Harbor, fingerprints all over. Unbelievable. She don't even know how bad this thing going to hurt her trying to stab me in my back. She has no idea how bad this thing going to be for her. People are already all over the state of Michigan saying that they are not voting for her. That she is that a conniving, that she would do something so under, you see, that they don't want her as governor anymore. They called her all kind of names. But they said what was important to me was that she have not earned their vote. They said she have done a lot of stuff behind the backs of the not only the people in Benton Harbor, but the people in Detroit, Flint, Michigan, all around, all the black cities around the state. She had practically body slammed them, you see. And I'm going to be honest. I never voted in my life, never. And not that the Republican Party is worse than the Democratic Party, because neither one of them had done anything for black folks. But here what the problem is. I just never voted for a Republican before. But right now, me and my team and my group, we're leaning toward voting Republican or not voting at all. I would never believe in a million years that this governor will pull a stunt like she pulled. Oh, that's just another black man. But she didn't know that I'm connected. I'm connected not only in Benton Harbor, but Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Ann Arbor, Allegan, Ypsilanti, Detroit, Pontiac, Marquette. I'm connected. And everybody have tuned in since they found out that she sent those two white cops to my home. If there was an issue, all she had to do was talk to me about it. But there was no issue, so now she's trying to create an issue, hoping that she can find something to pin my ears back. Prize at all, though. Nothing they do shocked me. Nothing. Nothing white people do shocked me. Just like when they massacred the Indians, the Native Americans, massacred them. You know, and then they blame it on the Native Americans, calling them savages. And here they are slaughtering them, possibly 10 million. Then they slaughtered black people. They slaughtered us. And then they blamed it on us. We the wild savages. Unbelievable. They dropped a bomb on Iwo Jima. Killed 200,000 people. Civilians. And they got the nerve to call us the savages. And we accept it. See, that's the bad part. We accept them calling us savages. We're trying to defend ourselves, saying that we're not savages. We don't have to defend ourselves. The history book speaks for itself. That's right. Gresham, Governor Gresham, clean up your act. Everybody see who you are. You had a lot of nerves to send two white detectives to my home. And I'm not taking this lying down. People that know me, jail don't scare me, young lady. It don't scare me at all. All it did was build up what I need to do. So I know all your tricks. It's the typical playbook that you white folks use. Y'all make up lies and then try to send people to jail with these all-white juries. But I'm willing to go because I know who you are. My goal is to make sure that you don't be governor because you don't deserve it. You and your backstabbing buddy who want to be somebody so bad, he wasn't nothing when he was a baby. His wife came to City Hall and told everybody that she was a single parent. A single parent. She practically called him a scumbag in front of everybody. His wife, the mayor's wife, Marcus's wife, came to City Hall and told everybody that she was a single parent. She got six kids, children of her own, that she'd been taking care of. He don't take care of none of the kids. He don't do nothing. But yet, a scumbag like this, we don't even know how many people have died in this city. It's unfortunate, but we have no idea how many people have died in the city of Benton Harbor because of this man. He has proven to be the worst mayor in the history of this city. He's a scumbag, but unfortunately, black people are not smart enough to understand. But I tell you this. See, there's no rules on my radio show. All we're trying to do is accomplish something. We're trying to stand up to this evil, wicked empire. And it's as wicked as you can get. On that note, I'm going to bring in my South Bend friends. And they will do what they need to do and tell us their story. I want to hear strictly their story. I don't want to hear nothing else but their story. And we'll start with my good friend, the 18-year-old young man. We'll let him open up. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on with you.
Hello, Reverend Picnic.
Hey, how you doing?
This is good. This is Jalatius Morgan of Black Lives Matter South Bend Global Network, and I'm happy to be here on your show.
Well, you know what?
And,
I'm happy to have you.
Of course, of course. Now, as the rest of Black coalition between the Southwest Michigan and the whole of Indiana, because we need to kill these injustices in our community by any means necessary, and I'm ready to partner with you for that. But here in South Bend, Indiana, due to poor communication and stuff, our friends aren't with us right now because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for today. So I'd like to apologize. We're not really prepared today.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, don't worry about that. I believe me, I understand. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but listen. Here's what I want to talk about with you real fast. That we're going to have Occupy the PGA on May 28th. And I want you and my boys from South Bend to come and be one of the speakers. I would love that. And I want you and I to be more connected so we'll know exactly what's going on, because today we have a tremendous listening audience. They were prepared to hear something that you got to say. But is there anything that you want to say that would help us or get a better understanding of what's going on? But let me talk about the Occupy the PGA just for a second. And the reason we having this large protest here in the city of Benton Harbor, because this group of people, Whirlpool Corporation, the Harbor Shores, the city of St. Joe, all these people stole this land from the residents of Benton Harbor with the help of Benton Harbor elected officials. Some of the problem is not just white folks, it's black folks too.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
May 28th is the day. We're going to kick it off around about 10 o'clock, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to have a funeral that day right here in Benton Harbor. But listen, talk to me a little bit about you and some of the work you're doing.
Okay, so here in Black Lives Matter South Bend Global Network, we are a Black Lives Matter chapter, and we are a member and a chapter of the Global Network. We have organized around the death of our local citizen named Eric Logan, who was murdered by police. The police planted a knife on him, then killed him, then kept his body and let him bleed out. And the local judge, Judge John Broden, let the whole case get away on the other side, and he basically forsake the black community and also forsake Eric Logan and his lovely family. It was very disappointing. Then we also went to D.C. and collaborated and met with our fellow comrades. And so basically we're just trying to form a coalition with Southwestern Michigan and the whole state of Michigan, starting with Benton Harbor, to make a strong Midwest connection between Benton Harbor and the South Bend area of Indiana, in the whole state of Indiana. And I'm actually trying to organize a protest with you as soon as possible because of how the scamming judge, cuter known as Landgraf of Niles, Michigan, in Berrien County, has been scamming a whole bunch of our black citizens and also have been taking away a lot of black people's property. Now, you also mentioned to me in the past that the city of Benton Harbor is supposedly fining black people for having lead pipes. Am I wrong about that?
Yes. They're doing, not only fining them, they're putting them in jail for 90 days if you have lead pipes. So my thing is this. See, what they're trying to do now, see, we got nine black elected officials. You see, and only two of them worth a nickel. We got the mayor, this guy named Seat, and we got this guy named Singleton. They're all scumbags. And then we got the Henderson. But the point is, I don't understand. Whatever they're giving him, is it enough to destroy the future of our children? I mean,
it is.
What all they do is give them lunch. They don't give them a whole lot.
All they do is code enforce us. All they do is code enforce us and fine us and put us in jail. And all it does to us is be a parasitic force of the United States Empire. And it's just very disappointing that this is happening with our government. And it's going against the pursuit of happiness, which is a part of the founding of this nation. Now we have to continue to fight for our rights. And we have to continue to stay strong so we can have a prosperous future for our children. Because that's where the revolution is whipping our children.
Absolutely. And the thing is, to me, there's nothing more important than our children. You know, that's what I fight for. I don't really fight for these old dogs because, you know, they're not going to really do anything. I fight for the future of our children because that's where we lay the foundation and give us an opportunity to grow. We can't grow unless we have something to fall back on, and our children is what we fall back on. But this is what they're trying to destroy now. Can you imagine lead being in your children's body and eating up the brain?
Yeah.
Eating up
that is a prevalent
problem
in South Bend, Indiana. It's a terrible problem, and black infant mortality just constantly goes up due to the lead in the water, and the city of South Bend for forsaking this black community, and it's very disappointing. They do this all around America. They do redlining. We're still segregated because they can't tell the difference between de facto and de jure, and it's just very disgusting, and I'm very disappointed in this empire which we're under, and that's why we have to organize as people and form solidarity with one another. No matter what, we're black and we're being mistreated. Isn't that enough? Instead, we rather love the oppressor and don't do anything. We rather hate each other over money and trivial objects instead of just organizing together, which we really need to do, and we really need to focus on that.
Absolutely.
For the sake of our children, for the sake of our future.
Yeah. Absolutely. And listen to this. We got so many, I didn't realize. Now, look, we got 9 elected officials. Here, black. Mm-hmm. 7 of them want to be just like this white devil. Want to be just like that devil. I mean, I could see maybe 3 or 4. But we talking about 7 out of 9. You see? You know, that's can you imagine that percentage? Can you imagine in the community how that affect the community? Because, first of all, it's so much going on here. Getting killed, we got these people, and then they treat these people like they somebody for destroying their children. That's what get me angry. I tell you, it's the same thing going on in South Bend that's going on here,
and it's going on throughout the whole country of the United States of America, and it's a disgrace to every citizen, not just black people, but I'm focusing on black people because I'm a member of our beautiful diaspora. And we need to unite and organize to stop this evil supremacy of parasitic racism and racism, period, and all this racialism and all the redlining and all this economic discrimination. It's very disgusting.
Killing our children. Yeah. Absolutely. And you make a strong point when you said it's all across the country. And here's another thing that you might want to hit on. Have you noticed that now that everybody seems to have a gun, all the black kids, I mean, you got kids 15, 14. We just had a case here. Listen to this. This is important. We had a young man. He was 14 years old. They were playing him and this guy playing basketball. The guy beat him in the basketball game. And the game, you know how when we're young, we play basketball, we win the game with a jump shot, and we get all happy. So after the guy hit the jump shot, the little kid, I call him a kid because he's 14, pulls out his gun and walks up to him and shot him right in the back of his head and killed him, then shot him again. I said, what the going on here? And here's what they said. They want to find him as a youth. And I said, well, I know his mind is not developed, but that's a grown up act there. That's what I told him.
Exactly.
You know? So
and
I'm
you know
what,
that
sure
poor kid probably needs mental help. He really does.
Right.
And it's disgusting how our state has a monopoly on violence. Now I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I know exactly how the Michigan legal system is. It's very corrupt and it's very sad. But the state of the United States of America has a monopoly on violence, and they put it in our children. They show our children all this propaganda and all these things, and there's no boundaries in the households because the parents have been forsaken in their kids in that manner. We have to raise our kids. We have to hold our black community accountable, and we have to move forward to make a prosperous future on this planet Earth.
Absolutely. And you said we got to move forward. And here's another thing, too, that I like to do. I like to educate the community. I like to tell the community. And then I don't try to, once I give them that information, it's on them then. They can't say that they didn't know. You see, around here, people play dumb. I was on the phone with this guy the other day. He was from Utah. And he told me something. He said he's been following Benton Harbor. He said,
okay.
He said he know the problem here. He said they have been miseducated, and you can see that they don't have the ability to actually think, you know. He used the word. I would say that they never took critical thinking serious there. You know, I never looked at it from that point of view. You see, because I know critical thinking is so and so important. Because that's what I did with my children. I taught them how to be critical thinkers more than anything else. And
exactly.
Critical thinkers, you simply you're solving problems. And when he told me this, at first I got mad. I caught the attitude. Because he was trying to say that the people in Benton Harbor are really stupid. And then I, after a while he kept talking, I realized what he was saying made sense. This made sense to me because the residents here, you know, they never took the course of critical thinking. And if they would have, they would not have allowed this governor to force them to drink contaminated water for 4 years. And what she's trying to do now, she's trying to find a scapegoat. And she wants me to be a scapegoat because I've got the loudest voice. But it's not going to work, see, because I got folks all across, not only in the state of Michigan, I got people all around the country, and what we're going to do, we're going to make sure that we come out. Matter of fact, even the Republican Party, I never voted Republican in my life, but I'm telling you, she's almost forcing me to start campaigning for these Republicans because.
Exactly.
I see what she
never
is.
Forget.
She's a backstabber.
Never forget. Yeah, exactly. She's a backstabber. And we need to hold all these backstabbing officials accountable because they constantly forsake us, and we're sick and tired. We have to do more than just complain. We're going to have to organize voting. For example, Stacey Abrams didn't flip Georgia in 4 years. It took her a long time. So we have to do campaigns across the country. We have to organize and educate our community and spread some wisdom and peace and love win our black community. And we will hold our governors accountable, not just in the state of Michigan, but in the state of Indiana, and all 50, all the governors.
And absolutely. And it's time that black people stop playing and get out here and start thinking about their children and start building a foundation for them. See, we so busy thinking about ourselves. And see, it's not about a Reverend Pinckney. You know, I won't put that burden on my shoulders. It's not about me.
Yep.
It's all about the future of our children. That's what it's all about. And that's what we have to teach. And if we're not teaching that, then we're losing the battle. You see?
I'm happy that you're handing me and my generation the torch so we can campaign together and work together and form this beautiful coalition of our one humanity. Because that's what we're striving for, and that's what we're fighting for.
And I got good news for you, because me and you going to be working together. We're going to be doing some things, and we're going to show these folks what we're capable of doing, because they always think that we can't do anything. We're not smart enough to do anything. It's just like when we filed that petition with the EPA. They never thought mm-hmm. that a black person would have
would care
that
about the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They never thought that, and then to get this much action, now she's mad, and now she wants to retaliate. And what she want to do now, she want to figure out a way, how can I send Reverend Pinckney to prison if I can? And it's not going to work, because I'm already prepared for these people, because I know that they'll do anything. And what we have to do is just make sure we stay focused to do what needs to be done and don't get sidetracked. Because that's a lot of times they be trying to get us sidetracked. But I'm happy.
Yep.
I tell you, my brother, you and I, we gonna be connected. We gonna get together. We gonna do things, and we gonna make this thing happen. And I'm proud to have you on my team. Because I tell you, it's going down, my brother. Listen, in closing thoughts, I'm gonna let you have the last couple of minutes to say whatever you want, and then we gonna move on.
Okay. I just want to say, Jalacy Morgan Shakur, am a supporter and a comrade of my comrade, Reverend Pinckney, and a supporter of our black liberation, because that's what I will strive for and that's what I will fight for. I'm ready to live. We are not ready to die. We die when the Lord take us, has intrinsic value. And our black lives matter. Our black lives matter. And as a representative of Black Lives Matter Global Network, we're not going to waste our time with corruption within our own. We're going to move forward and handle our stuff. We're going to handle it. And we're going to get it together, because we need to get it together. Because we only have so many chances, because this world is coming to an end every second. Remember, our life is a test. And right now, we seem to be failing because we're lost in the darkness of ignorance. And what we really need is the light of knowledge and wisdom. That's all I have to say, Reverend.
Oh, wow. That was powerful. Thank you so much. And I tell you, let's talk during the week. Let's sit down and strategize a little bit, and I'll keep you informed on what these two detectives is planning on doing, or what their goal is. But whatever it is, I'm prepared mentally to deal with. And I understand that, you know, this is election year, and she's doing everything in her power. She don't care about no black folks. She ain't never cared about black people, and yet still, you know, you got black people around her. Hey. Money is all right, but most important thing is the future of our children, and that's what we want to do.
Amen.
Galatians, just thank you so much. Let's talk during the week. Make sure to call me, and let's talk.
And I promise I will. Thank you, Reverend. God bless you.
All right. Now, that was my good friend from South Bend, and he's one of those guys, you know. See, when you talk on my radio show, there are no rules. There's no rules here. We're just trying to accomplish something. That's all we're trying to do. You see, too many times we go around here, we're scrambling and doing stuff that don't make any sense. That's what we do. We scramble, and they be on top because we allow them. All we have to do is unite. We can unite this election and send a message to them that they never thought that would happen. We can send a message to not only this governor here in Michigan, but all around this country. Because I believe that the Democratic Party is getting ready to take a beat. I think this is going to be a bad, bad thing for them. And I'm not that type that's going to call up in the corner because the Democrats lost. I ain't going to do that, because they're not the black folks' friends either. You see, we walk around thinking that they are friends. They are not our friends, you know. Matter of fact, neither one of them is our friend. So we're in a fight for our life, for the future of our children. We are 50 million strong. They try to say it's less, but we are 50 million strong, you see. And we must stand up for what's right. We can no longer let these people push us around. Like, you sending the police to my house, supposed to scare me or something? Go sit your butt down somewhere. You know, that's how I look at it. Go sit your butt down. You got these Negroes working for you, kissing your butt. I ain't kissing your butt for no reason. So that's how I feel. Had the nerve to tell me I'm taking bottled water to South Bend to sell, which is 45 minutes from my house, 45 miles, 45 minutes, 90 minutes, and I'm going to take some bottles up to get, it's obvious they don't think very much of me. But I really don't care. I really don't. But let me bring in my good friend, James, from Detroit, Michigan. One and only. There's not two of this guy. There's only one. And he tells it like it is. James,
good
talk
evening.
To me.
Good evening, Reverend Pinckney.
Good evening.
You know, Reverend Pinckney, I heard you said there was two police officers or detectives come to your door. They was white?
Yeah.
Did you look at their hands? Because it might have been black folks with white masks. No. Now you got to watch it. Now, see, sometimes you got to look at their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because these
mm-hmm.
blacks, I'm telling you, blacks ain't for blacks no more. I spoke on your show last Sunday. I said the only thing Al Sharpton and Crump is interested in the next white-on-black killing. And I'll be doggone the other day on the news, here go Crunk and Al Sharpton with the finger wave. Oh, man. Now, we're not going to let them alter this tape film like they did the other one. I seen it when they first put it on the news, when the incident happened, when they shot that boy. He come up off that couch with the blanket, cut his whole body, face, and head up. And then he come up with the gun. Now, they still shouldn't have shot and killed him, but they would change this tape around like they did the other tape. This is how they plan on black minds, see? We got to pay attention because Al Sharpton never went to Ben Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
See, too much money being made on white people's killing black people. See, Martin Luther King would have been to Ben Harbor. He would have been there.
Yeah, he would. Mm-hmm.
But see, all of these guys now, they use King name, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, but they do nothing what King did. They do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big hustle now, is what they're doing now. As soon as somebody black get killed by somebody white, here come the word again. We need to go out and protest, but that word we disappear. When they get their silver suit, we don't get that, but we do all
mm-hmm.
the work. Cause I know Ben Harbor was behind and supported every protest when a black guy killed. But now we can't get these pastors, especially in Detroit. I mean, we got black radio hosts. You know, we never had this many radio hosts in the history of black people and a radio. And this is how black people lost the city of Detroit. Because the radio host never once said, we're going to join the citizens and unite with them and help save the city. See what I'm saying? Sam Reynolds get 2 hours every day. He part of National Network. Al Sharpton get 3 hours. And Al Sharpton don't even come to Detroit unless if a hair salon open, he can get his hair done here. That's the only time he coming here. Now, I looked at Joe Biden the other day on TV. This is the second time Joe Biden came out and spoke, and he has some dark, dark, big shades on. During the campaign, he went to Flint, had some of the darkest shades on. I wonder if something wrong with his eye, because nobody else
mm-hmm.
came out and spoke with any shades on. I don't know. See, we're not getting the truth. But I want all of your listeners, this is a wake-up call. Go to YouTube. White folks, they just degrading Joe Biden, all of them. Go to YouTube, and you can just type in anything like Mises, Mises, dictator, Joe Biden. Just anything. You got white guys rapping and singing. Black guys is uniting. They rapping and singing, too, talking about Joe Biden. See, the 910 radio host don't want you to know that. This is why Sam, every morning, as soon as he come on, Well, we need to tell our story. White folks don't like us. Well, it looks like to me half the black folks don't like us either.
There you go.
The only city. Detroit is the only city in this country got nonstop black radio hosts. So how do you lose the city? If y'all got all, man, you know what? They don't even play music. Nothing but radio hosts after radio hosts all day long, nonstop. But you lost your city. But you don't support Ben Harbor because there's no way they should have gave Will Smith that much coverage 24/7 and then give him 2 days after the 7 days. Now, I know they listening because 2 Mondays ago, when I spoke on your show 2 Sundays ago, come that Monday, every 9-10 radio host mentioned Ben Harbor, but each one of them only gave Ben Harbor 15 seconds apiece. That's not even 30 minutes. So I know they listening, but since you all listening, you sold out your own race. See, this is why the black kids will not have a future in Michigan or this country, to tell you the truth, because every foreigner come to this country, they kids and grandkids going to have the future. We are no longer American people. We are the foreigners. The foreigners have become the new Americans. And it's all because of black
and remember
radio
this,
hosts
hey,
on
here's 19. Something, right. Here's something, too. They're getting ready to bring in 100,000 Ukrainians here. And they're going to get free
That's
education,
right.
free everything. And them ain't never they're nothing but Nazis. That's all they are. They're some more racist people. They need see here's something else that a lot of people don't know. This war wasn't really started by Russia. The United States started this war. They are the ones
but
who
you
started
know,
this
you're
war.
Right.
They the one when United States and NATO, they're trying to figure out a way how to crush Russia. And here's the thing, China is laying in the cuff. And they know the truth. See, a lot of black people don't get this. They don't know that the United
That's
States
right.
is behind this Ukrainian crap. They are the United States is one of the dirtiest countries there is in the whole wide world. And all they do is sit back, start stuff, throw a rock, then hide their hand, and then act like they're helping these people. And then here's another thing. All these people want to take up money for the Ukrainians. What about the black folks? All these years we've been suffering. Then nobody want to take up a dime for us.
Hey,
unbelievable.
Thanks to the black radio host on 910, they ain't for us either.
Mm.
When they showed the other day on over in Ukraine, you have to really see this. They showed all of this debris, army tanks, trucks, cars, twisted up, mangled, burned up. Then they say these are Ukraine bodies laying in the street. They've been raped, all of this. But none of their clothes is burned up. Only the cars and the buildings is destroyed. And Russia said, those are Ukrainian actors. They posing. See, if you look at it, how is it that the cars burn up in the street, but the bodies in the street still got different color clothes on?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
See, the coronavirus didn't kill enough people. Like they thought it was.
Yeah.
You cannot bully another country, and they got the same nuclear weapon you got. So if Russia don't push that button, that means this whole war was staged. They're all working together. Because you're not going to punk somebody that got the same thing you got.
Right.
And the way I black folks, Reverend Pinckney, go ahead.
And remember this. Anytime there's a war, everybody makes money. Because they sell weapons to both sides.
That's right.
And that's what they do. And then we the ones suffering. We the ones dying. These people is making money off of everything. And just like they say, the Russians is slaughtering the Ukrainians and all this kind of stuff. You know, and in reality, this is what most people don't quite understand. Anything that's bad that's happening in this world, it's white folks. Everything that's bad is happening is white folks. Everything that's happening around them, they control everything. They control the money, the food you eat. They control everything. But the bad part about that, We allow them to do it. You see, people are not going to rise up here. Black folks so scared they don't even look. They don't even know which way is up. These white folks. All you have to do is buy them lunch, and they on your side.
But see, our sellouts. The reason why they sold out their own race of people, black folks, because then their kids and grandkids get to have a future with the new foreigners. See what I'm saying? Reverend Pitt, you ever notice this? Every time there's a war and they bring them race of people from another country, why is it none of the rich people in them countries come to the United States?
That's
a good question. They got millionaires over there and trillionaires. Why don't they come to this country? They only send the so-called poor ones. Nope, it's to take over the United States. Those are the future, them foreigners. Mm-hmm. And you got to look at it. Look at the Arabs come over here. Not one come over here that's a millionaire or a billionaire. So it's more to this. What we need to do also, you Google, let's just say a $20 bill, U.S. currency, over in Mexico. See how much it is in pesos. This money is worth so much in every country except for Africa. See, this is why you hear them foreigners always say, well, when I retire, let's just say my Chinese restaurant or whatever, or my Coney Island, I'm going back home. See, they send their money back home because you can send this American money back over there and spend it over there instead of trading it in. It's worth so much. Mm-hmm. You'd be shocked how much a $20 bill and a $5 bill is worth. See, but guess what? Our black radio hosts, they know this. They're not going to tell you. They done sold out.
Nope.
They done sold out. Every one of them. They within, Detroit is within 3.5 hours of Ben Harbor. Your name, Ben Harbor, don't get mentioned if you ain't coming on the show. So I like to say Al Sharpton. There's black babies in Ben Harbor. See, Al Sharpton looking out for his kids and his grandkids. Martin Luther King looked out for everybody. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's Black Lives Matter. You always hear Al Sharpton, Sam Reynolds. They all talking about Breonna Taylor. Ain't nothing wrong with that. George Floyd. But what about they never mentioned Katherine Johnston? She's the oldest black woman that was killed, a no-knock warrant. They never mentioned her because Al Sharpton didn't handle that case to get none of the lawsuit.
Yeah.
She was killed down in Atlanta, Georgia. See what I'm saying? They ain't going to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
This has become a new hustle. It's a new hustle.
And
that's all it is. That's all.
Right.
They need to ban the civil suit. Because I got kicked off a Karen Weaver show. The only thing I said, what are they doing to black folks? What message are they sending? She said, what you talking about, James? I say, I watched the whole George Floyd trial. Not one time they blurred out his face. When my man had his knee on his neck, they showed his eyes, his nose, and his lips. And they kept showing it every day. I said, why would they do that? Normally, they don't know if kids at home looking at. See, they're sending a message. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
why didn't they trial all four of the cops at the same time? The three down in Atlanta, they trial all of them at the same time. See, the other three cops trial started a few weeks ago. This time, they blurred out the face, but they barely showed it. They started showing it from behind. See, and Court TV is just as guilty, too, because
yes, they are.
Two to
but
three
hey,
weeks
James,
before the trial.
James, I got to let you go.
Yeah.
We'll talk soon. I got to bring him on the test.
Can you give me 30 seconds?
Make it
can
quick.
You give me another 30 seconds?
Go, come on. Come on now. Let's go.
Go on YouTube. It's a 29 minutes and I think 57 seconds of this new radio host come on at 7 in the morning. They've been bad-mouthing the Livingston County Police. So they put the whole thing on YouTube, the whole arrest. Watch them act the fool. Have a good day, Rick.
Absolutely. All right. Take care now. Let me bring in my good friend, the one and only Marcina Cole. There's not even two of her. Let's have her. Talk to me, Marcina.
Hey, Reverend Pinkney, I know you started your show with injustice. It's a lot going on in this country when it comes down to racial disparity with the courts, the health care, medical care, what we have right now, a recent situation here in Michigan in Grand Rapids, a recent killing of a black man, Patrick Loyola. He was 26 years old. He had a little problem with his vehicle. Some noise or whatever. I mean, come on now. We ride on the streets, and all cars aren't quiet. So the gentleman was out, the young black gentleman, he was outside his vehicle, maybe to check to see what's going on, and a police car came, and another cruise patrol came. So the young man was outside his car, and then passenger supposedly been in his car, so he was filming with his phone, but eventually was taken away from him. But nevertheless, the young man was murdered, outright murdered, and it started with a so-called traffic stop. Really? I have seen white folks engage with white police officers not too far from my home on a major street. It's called Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officers leaning all on the car, like they buddy-buddy. And then the driver was, they talking like they friends. But when we get out the vehicle, they gun us down. They gun us down like cattle. And this was happening to this young man. I believe he was 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's dead. He had a family of his own. He had siblings. He had a daddy, you understand? They don't care about us. I would never support white supremacy. It's all over the country. They infiltrated the police department. They infiltrated when it comes down to elected officials. They infiltrated through the court system, and that includes the judge, the prosecutor, the jurors, all that. So we're not going to have justice until we get rid of the white supremacy of destroying democracy, the way we're going to have whatever they say. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have it. But whatever rights we have has been taken away. And Donald Trump is working with the white ring extremists at this point to get them in office. And I definitely, against that. Because I know what Donald Trump was trying to start, a nuclear war. Yes, we have wars, but then you got a lot of these so-called politicians that's instrumental in making it possible. And we definitely don't want nuclear wars. So we're dealing with this stuff. We're dealing with the continuation of the police officers across this country targeting people of color. And the white folks, the white privilege, don't care about it because they're not targeting them. They can go to bars late at night, get drunk, combat us, all that. The police come. They'll tell them to go home, get some rest. They don't even do a breathalyzer test on them. They have more privilege than us. But when the police see us and we at the same party, you're going to get locked up. And it happened to this kid that called me years ago and told me about his situation where he was hanging with some white folks at a bar in Royal Oak. They took his behind to jail. He had a case against him. So my point is, when it comes down to with the police officers, they act like they're some kind of god. They're a psychiatrist, a medical doctor, a judge, a prosecutor. They act like they're all that in one. And so when they treat us differently and want to put felony on your record when you hadn't done anything, when you got some white folks who've done the crime, like that Wittenhouse, Kyle Wittenhouse, he crossed state lines, Chicago to Wisconsin, with an assault weapon. If you bring the assault weapon with you, you're 17 years old or whatever age is, that's the murder of multiple people. So he went to a rally, you know, and it was white folks there, black folks, in reference to, you know, the police, you know, killing a black man. Was it George Floyd? Anyway, so this is a continuation that's going on. Anyway, he got in a scuffle with some white people. You know, he came there to kill. He did it. He killed two people. He injured others. And guess what? His attorney defended him. He's rich right now. He walked. So there's a difference when it comes down to black and white. This guy was an outwork criminal, executed, violence, and ultimately murdered two people. And the judge and everybody else supported this guy. But then you got somebody out here that never been in trouble. Then the police want to stick them on a charge so they can get a felony and run them the rest of their life. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with the police being immune from prosecution, you know, law enforcement. And this is an ongoing thing with these police officers across the nation. Majority of these cities across the nation, if they have police officers, sometimes they way up north, you know, like, or rural areas, they don't have police. They the police for their own crap, you know what I'm saying? But when you do have law enforcement, they're not for black folks. Because if white supremacy had been infiltrated in law enforcement years back in 2006, the FBI said it. They made an assessment about it, a white supremacy, and it's still there. They infiltrated in the judicial system. They sitting on the bench. You know, they're not for us. They're not for us. So they sitting on the bench, and they're going to make sure when they sentence this black man, this black woman, this black child, they're going to leave them. They're going to lock up that person for life, and they ain't even killed nobody. They ain't even killed nobody.
Yeah.
So we have a difference of when it comes down to sentencing, the way they treat black, the way they treat white. We're talking about just a traffic stop. Unbelievable. A traffic stop now. And this young black male is deceased. They had a couple rallies last Saturday. One was in Grand Rapids, and it was reported that it was peaceful. But the video footage of what happened to this man's son, he can't speak to, you know, he's from Africa. And he can't speak good English. His name is Peter Laoya, the father of the 26-year-old man. And he couldn't speak much English, but he wanted the people, he wants that videotape and understand. So they withholding this information, the videotape, and they also confiscated the phone because the young passenger of the guy who was murdered by the police, they took his phone. They trying to shut down. They trying to squash the evidence. You understand? This is what they did. This is I'm not down with white supremacy because they everywhere. I'm not trying to say all white folks is white supremacists, but it's quite a few. They control the election. They control the police department. They control the court. They control so much that they tell us we don't have to wear a mask because them jokers didn't want to wear a mask. They want to go to every capital nation to kill folk. You know, I know you don't like Governor Whitman, but the point is she was a high official, and they got those men, those white supremacist military folk, militant group, trying to kill her and, you know, whatever, kidnap, all this other stuff, so they all got away with it. So my point is they go to extreme. That's why they call them white extremists. So I know for sure. Because of the fact is they always started the Civil War when they occupied U.S. Capitol and they were going all over the nation about some stupid mask. They willing to kill. They got all these weapons to do that, and they targeting us too, black folks. Don't ever think them white folks is our friend. I have to keep, I have to watch my eye on all the folks, and then somebody sell our black folks too. You know, I do my research. If I don't have the evidence, then I have to obtain evidence and say, okay, yeah, this person is a white supremacist. You know, I see enough of it and been around it so much, you know, and my life is more worse than ever, and how they hate us. And then they send these black, I call them raccoons out there, and they want to be like them because they're making a lot of money to destroy, you know, our right, our freedom for speech and freedom to our voting rights. They don't care about us. We're suffering. We don't have adequate housing, jobs. Some of us don't have food on the table, you know, but then the white folks is living real good. We call white privilege. They don't care. Most of them don't care about us because they don't have to deal with no police pulling them over, and then you're dead less than 10 minutes over a traffic stop. This is what they're doing to us. And we got, so if the U.S. Supreme Court and all the most Supreme Courts across the nation, they ain't doing nothing. Politicians ain't doing nothing. We got to come together and fight our battles ourselves. Because anyway, George Floyd, all those people came out, including other races, came out to support black people. And George Floyd was killed by, and all the witnesses were there and saw what that man had did and stumped him like an ant on the ground, on his neck. You know, so we got a little justice there. But guess what? They ain't never stopped killing. That don't mean nothing.
And
they ain't never stopped killing.
They got license to kill. This is the thing. You can look. The difference is these people are trained. These are white supremacists now controlling the police departments on all levels. You see, and they don't want you to know this. They don't want you to believe in this. But black folks, they believe white folks. When white folks, oh, ain't no white supremacists. They all white supremacists. That's what they do. And they're going to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again until we say no more. You know, we just going to have to get out here and say no more. And until we do that, it's going to continue just like it is. And here's another thing I want to close by saying this also, which I think is important. You see, we sit around here and want to vote Democrat. Democrats,
right.
Democrats have never done nothing for us. They never done that. All they do is give you that false illusion like they're doing something. They have no intention of doing that. And also the Republican Party never did nothing for us. But the bottom line is this. We have to do for ourselves. We shouldn't be depending on them to do nothing for us. You know, we're a country. We're 3 million strong.
Right.
There's no excuse for this, you know. And here's the thing. They tried to intimidate you. They had the nerve to send two white cops to my house.
And that sounds so, it don't make no sense. I don't know what the heck going on.
No,
it's crazy.
But here's the thing. They know that black people don't do nothing. I do stuff. And she don't scare me. They didn't scare me. Matter of fact, I was just shocked that she was stooped that low and sent some cops to my house. I mean, you don't stoop no lower than that. You know, you're about to lose this election, and it's your own fault. It's your fault. You surround yourself with the wrong people, and now you got to pay the price. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure she loses this election. You know. And she definitely ain't not getting my vote. And I'm gonna rally my friends together and make sure that we don't vote for her. And another thing, they found them guys who supposed to have been kidnapped for her, found them not guilty. You know,
I already know. That's what I was leading up to about that. They all were found. They was all exonerated. They're white supremacists. And so I keep my eyes on everybody. You want to know the truth. But I'm definitely not for James Craig, I tell you right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, and I'll say that loud and clear, because he's a sellout. I didn't like him before he ran for office. I didn't know nothing about what your political affiliation. I couldn't stand him. I put it on Facebook, and nobody liked it, what I said about the blank, blank, you know, and that was because I did some research on his former job as a chief of police. I knew he wasn't no good, and then it comes out he up there in the bed with Donald Trump. Anybody with Donald Trump, I ain't down with it, because
I know
that
Indian
fool is a murderer, and that's why when people die, black people die from COVID-19 because of him.
Yeah,
and all
and
the other
even
stuff
if you,
he has done.
Even if you undercover with him, we're not dealing with that. We're not going to deal with
right.
that. And see, this is what
mm-hmm.
makes my show so wonderful, and they have put my show up as one of the best shows in the whole nation. Just by listening to you guys talk, because you're just talking. Like I tell everybody, on my show, we just talk. That's all we do. We don't, you know, we
uh-huh.
try to make sure that everybody get a chance to say something. If they want to say something, let's make
yeah,
sure it happens.
Got different opinions. We just
yeah.
engage, and we engage in opinions, truth, or whatever, you know, and everybody ain't going to think like you. Everybody going to experience what you experience or whatever, you see. So, you know, and so your show, you know, you have all these different people, and it makes it more real to me, you know,
yeah,
when you
absolutely.
Have
and
more than one person with just one opinion and being
that,
being engaged.
That's what they said. They're sending me a plaque and everything just for they said being real, and that's what I try to do. I try to be real and make sure that I'm telling the truth, and make sure my speakers are telling the truth. And most
uh-huh.
of the time, I can say this, that they are. And they're giving out
right.
good information, and we'll take it from there. On that note, we just ran out of time. Next
okay,
week,
thank you so much.
Same time, same station. And also, I'm going to have a special show tomorrow at 1 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. They have awarded
right,
me a second show. I got a second show coming. And I appreciate that. They like my show so well that they're giving me a second show, and I'm good to go. So Monday
sounds
at 1 o'clock, call in. Let's make it happen. And that,
okay,
that
thanks
note,
so much.
All right.